I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, Michigan Talk Network, WBRN up in Big Rapids, and of course, live streaming and podcasted. Jop is gone, so Conrad's filling in for him today, which he's always here anyway. He just happens to have his mic on this time. He doesn't have to try and fight us for time. Anyway, on the live line, one of our original board of directors, Big Paulie. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bob. Good morning, everybody. How are you, pal?
Hey, just looking forward to having a great Easter with the family. It's, of course, probably the greatest Christian holiday on the planet. And, of course... We all have our certain rituals and things we do, and an Easter dinner is always a big part of that. And I just was wondering what the Rotella family was going to do.
Well, it certainly is. It's the whole reason for Christianity, actually. That and having your hands colored with egg dye. It's going to be a great Easter, as always, thank God. You know, we're very traditional, as you know. We're going to have bouillabaisse and French onion soup for Easter.
That sounds nice.
No, actually, we're simple. We're going to do a ham, we're going to do a leg of lamb, and we're going to do macaroni and cheese.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yep. Macaroni and cheese. Of course, is my favorite part.
Well, I bet Bonnie does an amazing mac and cheese. It's not
like people are thinking. Everything amazing.
Yeah, yes, some... some pretty authentic pasta and cheese there. That's going to be good.
Yep. It's a very busy time here. I don't know if you know, my son Billy is graduating medical school next month, and he's moving down to Philadelphia for his residency. So Bonnie's actually helping him out today. And, you know, it was kind of bittersweet last night. We said it was like his last night in the old Bailey boarding home.
Right.
Because he's moving out. He'll be going down to Philly. His fiancée is also in Philly. And she's a resident in the emergency room at Cooper. And, you know, so we were kind of sad. But the good news is they're coming home tomorrow. And the whole family will be home tomorrow to celebrate Easter with us. So
if they get a vanity plate, it can be two docs.
That's a great one. I like it.
I have a cousin like that. Him and his wife are both doctors. And that's their plate, of course.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Well, it's funny because we're having ham and lamb.
Oh, well, you know, we're very, very traditional, you know that. But, you know, one of the things I miss, it's really weird, it got me thinking today. You know, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my mom, used to make these rice pies. They used to call them pizza gain, very Italian. And they were like ricotta cheese and very sweet. But they were just really a fun Easter tradition.
And do you fry those?
No, you bake them.
Okay.
It's called the pizza game. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm really missing that. I feel bad because that's a tradition that, you know, when mom passed away, we don't have it anymore. So, you know, my wife, she's going to try and find a good recipe. And because it really wasn't a recipe. It was all done in your head.
Right.
And I kind of miss that. But that was a very big Easter tradition.
That's pretty awesome.
And then, you know, we make those bread with the eggs in it, the Easter bread. You know, and those things, you know, they were very, very old-fashioned. I think the old Italians did that. And also a lot of the old, you know, Eastern European countries celebrated that way, too.
You would just fold in some raw eggs before you bake the loaf?
Actually, no. You'd actually fold in a whole egg and on top of the bread.
Right.
So you'd bake the bread, the egg. It would be right on top, like with a little cross of dough on top to hold it together on top of the bread. So the egg would cook while you were cooking the bread.
That must be a crispy egg by the time your bread's done.
Oh, let me tell you something. It wasn't bad, though. You know, one of the things, it cooked pretty quick, and people used to fight for having the egg. Usually put three eggs on it, you know, in symbolism of Trinity. And, you know, all these traditions go back thousands of years. But unfortunately, you know, it's a shame. You know, as I get older, I realize that those traditions, we got to keep them alive.
Right.
And it's really harder and harder to do every year.
Well, it is because, you know, you can't control who your kids marry, and you're bringing in different traditions, and some just have to go. Did your mom ever fold in pepperoni in that bread?
Oh, they would make something like that too. That would be a different type of bread.
Yeah,
they would make those type of bread. That was the big thing in Easter. You had all those, you know, beautiful breads, and you know they had all kinds of hams, and you know you'd have what the heck was it called? There was one kind of a ham. I forget what it was called. That was folded in. And, you know, you would eat them like a meal. It was amazing.
My wife's family, growing up in the Detroit area, there's a lot of Italian bakeries, and they sell those. They call them sausage rolls. And
yeah, there's an Italian name for that. I forget what it is.
Yeah, they're a big favorite in our house as well. And some of them it will even have cheese with it. They disappear in our house when the whole gang's in, because we get quite a gang these days with five kids and five spouses and, you know, grandkids. So you have to, I had to get a catering license just to feed them all.
Well, you don't need that. You're unofficially, you're banned from having any kind of licensing. You know that.
Well, actually, I have a catering license.
Well, I thought you lost that with that driving incident. Oh, that was fun. I'm sorry. You know, it's funny you talk about families expanding. One of the neat traditions is we do something that comes from an old, I guess it's a, Czechoslovakian or something like that. My son Aris's wife, Laura, her family celebrates with something called a latke. And they bring this wafer and honey and, you know, peanuts and stuff like that and almonds. And, you know, it's very symbolic. The almonds are to remind you of the tough times ahead. The honey is the sweet times ahead. And the bread, of course, sustains life. And we do that before, you know, Christmas and Easter. Now we do those old Slovak traditions. Now for the Rotellas, you know, we do very Italian traditions. So having this new one kind of was really neat.
Exactly what I was saying, and that is cool. So maybe you lose the rice cakes and you pick up the latke.
Exactly.
Okay, as long as it's alive in your memories. But almonds for tough times ahead. That's noted.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stock up.
Well, you better, because we do have tough times ahead of us. Everybody knows that. But, you know, we're thankful for what... Oh, you'll get a kick out of this right now. Bob, I have a bald eagle flying over my house. I'm looking right at it. So the bald eagle says hello.
That's nice. Tell us the name of the lock. Tell us the name of the lake you're on again in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yes, Lake Wollumpaupac.
Wollumpaupac,
It's a big lake. It's got 60 miles of shoreline.
It's a big name.
Not big for you guys up there, but big for us.
Well, it's a big lake. Every time I'd see the sign when I was up in that area, I couldn't say it driving. It's like, oh, whoa.
You got to come by. Well, don't feel bad. You and Jay Leno. Jay Leno couldn't pronounce it either. That's pretty funny.
Well, listen, Paul, thanks so much for taking some time out of your morning. Say hello to the Eagles. No pun intended.
We got them all. You give my best to your family, too, Bob, and great talking to you. Give Jop my best. Tell him to keep fishing and keep catching walleye.
Yeah, well, just try and keep him in the boat. That'd be the main thing.
That's a good point. God bless you, brother. Happy Easter to everybody, and you know, may the spirit of Easter and the peace of Christ be with everyone that's listening.
Thanks, Paulie. We'll see you.
Take care, brother.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Okay. That is Mr. Paul Rotella, Board of Directors for the Grillin' Guys, LLC, and an old friend of mine. He's formerly with the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. He's retired now, but Dave, I hope you get to meet him someday.
I hope so, too. These are all great folks.
Yeah.
And we are running out of time. We'll be back with another segment next on the Grillin' Guys.